Hello there, good morning. Welcome to the Refiner's Furnace podcast once again. And I'm your host, Ebenezer Bassi. I'm very sorry for those of you that are following us consistently. There was no podcast episode on Sunday due to some reasons, and I am looking out to bring an update to that episode right now, okay? Some of you even noticed I posted and then all of a sudden it was taken out again. I'm really sorry for that glitch, and by the message of God, I want to see how to bring, a solution to that, and keep you up to date with the very biddings of God in time. Alright, it being a burden upon my heart to be extremely emphatic about patience, that's this week, that's what has been in my heart, and by the message of God, I want you to pay attention, and we trust that the Lord is going to bless you. Sorry, I'm not going to take much of your time. I just want to bring the burdens of God. Pay time, and for this very minute, this very moment to you. All right, so when everything is going our way, patience is always very easy to demonstrate. Like I said, our podcast episode for this week is patience, and like I'm trying to say, it is very easy to actually demonstrate patience. It is good, very easy to be at the best of your behaviors when everything is going fine. When you are happy, it is extremely possible to, be at your best, because everything around you is playing out in the suitability, or let me say, the comfort of your emotions. So you are not agitated, you are not frustrated, you are not angered, you are not emotionally downcasted, you are not traumatized. So it is possible to be at the best of your behaviors when everything is working just the way you want it to work. But the truth is that the true test of your personality can never, I repeat, the true test of your personality can never be known when everything is perfect, when everything is okay. Yeah, the truth of this whole thing is that at the worst state of your existence is when you will know that you have a lot to work on. Yes, it is at the worst state of your life that you will know that you're a stingy person, you know that you're not kind, you know that you're selfish, you know that you are angry, you know that you are terrible. Yes, let me use that word. Pardon me, I'm not condemning you, but I'm just trying to communicate a message right now. All right, so the true test of patience comes when our rights are violated, when another car cuts us off in the traffic, and these are some of the things that could eventually agitate us and then makes us lose it on people, on situations, and everything. So the true test of patience comes when our rights have been violated. Have you ever been to an office to maybe see a big man, or let me say you went to submit a proposal, or you went to lay a complaint about something, and then you're being told to wait 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, and eventually you're being told to come back, and how will you feel? It's at that point you're going to understand whether you are extremely a patient person or you are not. Yes, remember that we're talking about patience, and I want you to understand, let me deviate a little bit. I want you to understand that patience is one of the unique characters of God. And remember our former, or let me say our previous podcast episode, where I took my time to tell us about the nature of God. And then we made our emphasis from Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. And then we were careful to say expound that the fruit of the Spirit is the very nature of God. These are the composite, or let me say the character of God, and patience is one of them, or let me say long suffering. All right, so it is important that as believers, that as children of God, we should consciously learn to conform to the very image, to the very nature, to the very character of God, regardless. And I pray for grace. I pray that the Lord is going to help you. I pray that the Lord is going to build us up. I pray that the Lord is going to form us irrespective of the situations around. That the Lord is going to use this situation to make us strong, to build us to His perfect image in the name of Jesus. All right, so the true test of patience, like we're saying, will come when you are treated unfairly. So when our co-workers deride our faith again, okay? So some people think they have a right to get upset in the face of irritations and trials. So impatience seems like a holy anger. Yes, you've heard a lot of people talk about holy anger, right? Yes, I've heard a lot of people talk about holy anger, and I think I'll refer you at this point to my podcast episode on legalizing sin. You notice that a lot of people have this attitude, they have this character of using biblical backups to salvage their inability to conform to a particular principle, to a particular instruction in the Bible. So you see a lot of people, because you are dealing or struggling with fornication, immorality, you're looking for scriptures to cover that up. And one of those scriptures that you use to cover up is the grace kind of scripture, that Christ has died, He has forgiven us our sins, but it doesn't really make sense. So this is the situation of some people. I don't know where you people found holy anger, but I'm learning, actually. And by the mercies of God, we are going to be understanding what patience is, what patience is actually. All right, so the Bible, however, praises patience as a fruit of the Spirit. I think I said that earlier. And you can see that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, which should be produced for all followers of Christ. So if truly you are a child of God, if truly Christ has died for you, you must exhibit this. This must be seen in you no matter what, regardless. That is why, honestly and sincerely, I'll tell you the truth. This is very hard. Patience is hard and difficult. Yes. That is why we must consistently, mark my words, we must consistently depend on the Holy Spirit of God to help us build patience. Okay? So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, then support the weak, be patient towards all men." This is the Bible. This is Apostle Paul exhorting the church in Thessalonica. All right, so patience reveals our faith in God's timing, omnipotence, and love. Sorry about those mix-ups. So Patience will reveal your true faith in God, and His totality. When I mean God and His totality, I'm talking about the timings of God. You trust, see, having patience is like you trust God and you trust the process, you trust the attributes of God, you trust everything, the promises of God in and regarding your life. All right, so that is the truth about that. So although most people consider patience to be a massive waiting or gentle tolerance, now most of the Greek words translate patience in the New Testament are active, robust words. Okay, so consider, for example, let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So therefore, I'll ask a question here. Does one run a race by passively waiting, or slow pokes, or gently tolerating cheaters? So certainly not. The word translated patience in this verse means endurance. So whatever you're going to be facing in your life, you have to learn to endure. Now, this is the very nature, this is the very character of Christ. Now, you could understand how Christ had to endure the pains, the suffering, everything he went through just to bring salvation to us, for me and you. Yes, so Jesus Christ demands and expects us to, live that kind of life. He expects us to have that attribute, okay? Now, my own definition, if anyone would ever ask me what my definition of patience is, I would clearly say that patience is that ability to endure a situation, a challenge, without complaining. See, the minute you start complaining, it's a big sign that you've lost patience, or you don't even have it at all. I repeat, patience can be defined as the ability to endure situations, challenges, without having to complain. Yes, that's the truth about patience. And so, did Jesus complain? So these are the questions I ask myself big time. And one of those big questions I ask myself is that if I am in a particular situation or a challenge, I will ask myself, what would Jesus Christ have done if he was in this situation? Now, honestly, truthfully, sometimes I forget to ask these questions, and the minute I forget to ask this question, that is the very minute I will err, honestly. So this should always be the questions that drive us. When you find yourself in that difficult situation, when you find yourself in that unruly challenge, the next question that should come to your mind is, what would be the response of Jesus? If Jesus was in this situation, what would he have done? And then you've seen through scripture how Jesus endured challenges. So it would be let me say a code for you to escape that situation patiently. All right, so then a Christian runs the race patiently by persevering through difficulties. So in the Bible, patience is persevering towards a goal, enduring trials, or expectantly waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. Like I said earlier, when you exhibit patience as a character, it is a sign that you trust God and His totality. You trust the timing of God. You trust the love of God. You trust the promises of God towards your life and your totality. So I want you to understand that patience cannot, it will not be developed overnight. Now, same as the other fruit of the Spirit. Remember I said earlier, it is the Holy Spirit that can help you. These things cannot just be, burn overnight. Believe me. Now, remember that we were in the world before we gave our lives to Jesus and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. Therefore, or thereby, giving Him the totality of all to our existence, making Him the Lord of our lives. Now, meaning that Jesus Christ has the Lordship over our lives and our totality. Now, what am I trying to say in essence? What am I trying to say in essence? You cannot exhibit this attribute of God without the Holy Spirit of God. So you gave your life to Jesus Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So it is expected that you have to go through a series of discipleship classes and lectures, and then it will take time for you to truly conform to the very image, and then the instrument that aid that transformation process is the Holy Spirit. And you can never, I repeat, you can never develop this attribute overnight, and you cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. Yes. So the Holy Spirit will have to empower you. So God's power and goodness are crucial to the development of patience. Okay. Now, same with other fruit of the Spirit. So Colossians chapter 1 verse 11 tells us that we are strengthened by Him to great endurance and patience. So while James chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 encourages us to know that trials are His way of perfecting our patience. Okay. So James chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, let's read it out. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but verse 4, let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So sincerely and truthfully, without any compromise. This is James, Apostle James, telling us that when we face trials, the truth about, like I tried explaining earlier, will come out. So at that point, you will know whether you are patient or you're not. So now these trials have the possibility to build your faith in God. Okay. So our patience is further developed and strengthened by resting in God's perfect will and timing. Remember, I said your show of faith, your exhibition of patience is a sign that you trust God, you trust the process of God, and you trust everything that God has promised you. Okay, so even in the face of evil men who succeed in their way, when they carry out their wicked scheme, our patience is rewarded in the end, because the Lord's coming is near. Okay, you can see that in James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. So the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 25. So we must have an understanding about this. So when we see in the Bible many examples of those who exhibited faith, faith is a sign that they could not do it alone. It's a sign that the Holy Spirit is the instrument that propels, or let me say the catalyst that helps a normal human being, a mortal, conform to the very image of God. And the patriarchs in the Bible are the very examples of those whose patience characterized, their work with God. So James points us to the prophets as an example of patience in the face of suffering. Now you can see that in James chapter 5 verse 10. Now the Bible says, now take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. So he also refers to Job, whose perseverance was rewarded by what the Lord finally brought about. You can see that in James chapter 5 and verse 11. So Apostle James was actually talking about the prophet. Then he spoke about the situation of Job. Now Abraham too waited patiently and received what was promised. You can see that in Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 15. Please, if you have time, go over the scriptures, and I'm very sure that your patience is going to be built by the mercies of God and by the aid of His Spirit. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 15, the Bible says, "And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Now, I think if you check Hebrews chapter 6, I think from verse 12, the Bible says, "Follow those who through faith and patience." So you cannot do without patience, regardless of what you claim to believe, regardless your conviction in Christ. So if you're convicted about the person, the personality, and the principles of Jesus Christ, without patience, it means you are not complete. So the Bible says, follow those who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. And these are the people I'm mentioning: the prophets, Job, we can see Abraham, and there are lots more in the Bible, even Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So Jesus is our model in all things, and he demonstrated patience, endurance. So the Bible speaking in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it said, "Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So it is a sign to the life of Jesus Christ that when you have successfully persevered a season, endured a season, tolerated a season of your life, challenging seasons, uncomfortable seasons, it is a sign that there is a glory ahead of time. I think, is it Romans chapter 8, I think from verse 19, he said, "I reckon that the suffering," now verse 18, sorry, "I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that is yet to come." So no matter what you feel you are suffering, there is always a glory ahead of you. But how you navigate that phase is very important, because that navigation properly has the ability to hasten the glory or delay. That will be a podcast episode for another time. But now my emphasis is on patience, how patience can be built. And we're already saying that you need to rely on the person of the Holy Spirit, who acts as a catalyst or the instrument that propels this nature, the very nature of God, in you as a mortal. Remember, the Spirit searches the deep things of God, and believe me, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have God. You have the life of God at work in your members. I pray that the Lord is going to help us. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord is going to encompass our totality in the name of Jesus. So how do we display the patience that is, or that is a characteristic of Christ? How do you display this patience, endurance? How do you persevere? How do you display this long suffering? So first, we thank God. That is just it. You need to thank God first. So a person's reaction is usually, "Why me?" Remember that the truth of this matter is that no one prepares for an uncertain situation. No one prepares for challenges. No one prepares for... All right, let me give you a short story. I went to the hospital 3 weeks ago with a sample. Okay? So, I gave the sample. Now, there was need for... a histological test upon that sample. So I dropped the sample in the lab, and I was asked to come back in 3 weeks. So I went back after the 3 weeks duration, and I called actually, and they told me that the sample, the result was ready actually. So I eventually went back, so I collected the result, and believe me, the result was terrible. Now, it had everything to do with breaking me down. But I remember I was like, thank you, Jesus. I don't know why, but I was worried as a human being. Honestly, I was really worried. But I was so conscious of telling him, thank you. Yes, yes, I was worried. So you really need to learn. You really need to imbibe the character, the attitude of always giving God the praise regardless. Yes, we understand it's difficult. In fact, the fact that you can tell God thank you in the face of a challenge is a sign that you are patient. You never can tell except you're faced with this situation. So most people will start by saying, why me? Why me? And hilariously, I will always ask you, if not you, who would it be? But the Bible says we should rejoice in God's will. Now, the thought that the Lord thinks towards us, according to Jeremiah, is of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. So meaning that there is an expected end, the thought of God. So no matter what you see, the thoughts of God are for good and not of evil. So anything that comes as evil, you should learn to have the capacity to reject it. Then thank God for it. You don't need to act unruly. But that's actually by the way. So the Bible says, rejoice in God's will. Let's check Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say, rejoice. Now, the situations of this life have been orchestrated, have been fabricated to make sure that your life and your totality is consistently against God. Yes. So Apostle Paul to the Philippians, he said, rejoice. It was not in money. Now, see, you know, a lot of things have the capacity to bring joy to a man's heart. But I have noticed as a person who has lived this earth for a couple of years that these other things that brings joy to the heart of a man are extremely temporary. Now, let me explain. You know, in my generation, in this present age as we are now, I think one of those major things that bring joy to a man's heart is money. Then let me say women, let me say achievements, goals, I mean career objectives being achieved and so on and so forth. But I have discovered that these other things that bring joy to a man's heart are temporary. Now Apostle Paul understood it, that's why he needed to add in the Lord always. So knowing that it is the true joy, the truth about a man's happiness comes from the Lord. Apostle Paul all had to tell them, rejoice in the Lord, not in money, not in finances, not in wealth, not in your achievement, but rejoice in the Lord. So 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, through manifold temptation. So, now, secondly, we seek his purpose. So when there's a situation, you need to understand the will of God. What does he want to do? So sometimes God puts us in difficult situations so that we can be a witness. Other times he might allow a trial for sanctification of character, remembering that his purpose is for our growth and his glory will help us in trials. Now, remember that whom the Father loves, he must chastise. So sometimes God will set up situations to aid in sanctification of our characters and a lot of things. Sometimes it could be that we will become envoys, validators of a claim that he exists. So there could be a situation, and if there is a situation, sincerely there is need for a witness. Yes, so it depends on how this witness understands the situation. So the first thing, you need to thank God, as Jesus Christ would do. I say Jesus Christ is our model. So coming or arriving at the tomb of Lazarus, he gave thanks. He gave thanks. Now remember, we're saying that the second one was about understanding the purpose of God. And then third, remember his promises, such as In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, for the Bible says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love and God and are called according to his purpose. So we need to remember his promises, which tells us, I think I've quoted that, okay? So the all things include the things that tries our patience. So the next time you are in a traffic jam or you are asked to wait, or maybe you have been betrayed by your friend or mocked for your testimony, how will you respond when you are faced with situations that contradict your comfortability? How will you respond? So we are saying the first thing you need to do is to give God thanks. Number two, understand his purpose for that situation. Remember, thank God for the situation first. Number two, understand his purpose for that situation. How do you understand that purpose? For as many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. My sheep hears my voice and they know me. So when you give God thanks, you will be attentive to what the Spirit will have to tell you about the situation. Okay. And number three, I am saying that you remember the promises of God, and then when you remember the promises of God, you can consistently and honestly enact the precepts, the principles of God in regards to patience on a situation. Now, if I'm faced with a situation now, Father, thank you for this situation. Lord, what would you have me do? Lord, what do you want to achieve with this? Lord, remember you said that all things work together for good. Lord, please, I beg that by your Spirit you see me through. And I tell you nothing but the truth. The Holy Spirit is going to come with direction, with guide. It's going to come with instructions for you to navigate that path. And I'm telling you this by instructions. Okay, let me give you a short scenario. There was a situation around me. A phone was stolen, and I told the boys involved, I said, nothing should happen. There should be no alarm. Give me a few days and I'll tell you what to do. The person that stole the phone actually will come out. So I went my way. On the third day, I think I just told the Lord, please sort this out for me. And I laid down, I took a nap, and it was playing like a movie. I saw everything. And when I confronted the guy, they were shocked. Now, this is me trying to tell you what the Holy Spirit can do and what it means to truly rely on the Holy Spirit in situations where your comfortability has been tampered with. Okay, so the next time you're faced in situations like this, this is the manner, this is the principles to go about it. So the natural response is impatience. Now, yes, honestly, which leads to stress, anger, and frustration. Now, you have to praise God that as a Christian, we are no longer in the bondage to a natural response, because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus himself. Now, let me make you understand. The natural response for any challenging situation is impatience. So impatience was going to lure you to say a lot of things. Oh God, why me? Oh God, are you still in heaven? Father, what is this? How am I? You know what I'm talking about. But then, as Christians, we are not obliged, we are not conformed to respond in manners like that, okay? So instead, we have the Lord's strength to respond with patience and in complete trust in the power and purpose of God. So to those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he gives eternal life. So there is need for a man to, in all that you go through, please seek to do good. In all that you face, please seek to stay on course with God no matter what. I've given you the template in navigating impatient situation, because by the mercy of God, we have to consistently portray the life of God. We have to conform as in a glass. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, as in a glass, you have to conform sincerely to the very image of God. All right, so I say at a situation, you need to thank God for that situation. The first approach to every situation is to thank God. Not AWO, not to shout or sound alarms that doesn't make sense. So you need to thank God first. Then understand the purpose of God for that situation. Then you begin to remind him of the promises he has concerning you for situations that are unruly, for situations that are taking away your peace. Okay, I trust that the Lord is going to help us. I trust that the Lord is going to, build us up and help us conform to the totality of his image in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning by the message of God in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is at work in your life, birthing possibilities, birthing the fruit of him himself in you in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is in you, aligning your character, aligning your life to the very image of the Christ in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will lead you right. The Lord will lead you to live for him in the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. Thank you for joining us again. I really appreciate your consistency. I really appreciate your patience. I really appreciate your love. Please share this podcast episode. Please let everyone know, let everyone hear that there is a new podcast episode and it's called Patience. Thank you so much. Till I see you next week. Bye.